mind to say, we grieve, we'll speak out about this, we should seek justice for this, but to do so in a way that doesn't create injustice in the process. Anyone who's paying attention to this case knows that Tyree's mother has spoken out in this way. And so there shouldn't be any confusion if people decide that they're going to use this for their own, they're going to hijack this moment for their own purposes to just express their rage or political points or whatever the case may be.
And they've already charged all five cops with second-degree murder. So this idea of, hey, there's not being justice meted out in form of police charges. And by the way, all five of these police officers, because you are presumed innocent until guilty, is entitled to the fullest defense of the law. And they may have a defense that has not been publicly delivered yet. So you have to keep that in mind as you go forward, that all five of these cops have the right to a jury trial of their peers and to be presumed innocent. Yeah. They've lost their jobs and they've been charged.
I cannot remember a time when there has been so much official commentary about something that the public, we don't know. We sit here, we haven't seen the video. And to your point about the five officers, there may be a whole range of culpability that comes out from the video. You know,
correct.
We just don't know. And so that's why, you know, hopefully everyone will keep a calm head on the streets of really every American city this weekend. And we'll see this video the next couple of hours. Obviously, we'll be talking about it, Clay, a lot on Monday.
Yeah, and I hope we're talking about peaceful protest and not multiple American cities burning and lots of riots. We're praying for the city of Memphis. It's been a rough, rough 6 to 8 months there in particular. And also for all the police officers, all the National Guardsmen, State Guardsmen that are going to be called out to potentially have to protect the cities, the communities that they serve, who do nothing but give their lives, put their lives on the line every single night. We're thinking about all of you on the Clay and Buck Show as we roll into the weekend. We'll be back reacting to everything that happens here on Monday as well. Also, a lot of discussion about the Pelosi tape earlier in the show. If you missed that, go subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you Monday.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
I've told you about my lower back pain and how kneeling in church on Sunday was becoming nearly unbearable. Sebastian Gorka here. I've also told you about how Relief Factor has helped almost eliminate my pain. Now, let me tell you what Robert in California says about his experience with Relief Factor. Robert writes, I didn't think Relief Factor was working until I ran out mid-month. After about 3 days, the pain was back to where it started. It was a great test for me to see how much Relief Factor really works. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing and living the life you love. Your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains from daily living could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Authorities are about to release police video depicting officers beating a black man who later died. Tyree Nichols' death after a traffic stop prompted murder charges Thursday against the officers and outrage. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis on ABC's Good Morning America says she's very confused by what happened.
And the level of aggression and response to what had occurred in this traffic stop, and is still very unclear, you know, as to the real reason for the stop in the first place.
Nichols' family said they expect protests but urge people to demonstrate peacefully. Also at townhall.com, a spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia used its latest hypersonic Kinzhal missiles to strike Ukrainian energy facilities in Kyiv and Zaporizhia regions on Thursday.
Yuri Ina says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles Dulledesma.
Prices rose 5% last month from a year earlier, but that was down from the 5.5% year-over-year increase in November. It was the third straight drop. And consumer prices, spending rather, fell 0.2% from November to December. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points now, and the NASDAQ ahead 159. More at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Lombardo might still be trying to find his way around the state capitol, but he's already met with officials from the Oakland A's about their possible move to Las Vegas. The governor has already made it known he does not favor creating a new tax to lure the A's to southern Nevada, but adds that there could be other ways to help bring the Major League Baseball team to town. The team has been eyeing Las Vegas for nearly 2 years now, since baseball's commissioner gave the green light to pursue relocation. The team appears to have focused on two potential sites for the baseball stadium, the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on the north end of the strip, and the Choppa Hotel Casino site on the south end. Well, major orange cone alert. The 15 between Russell and Flamingo is going to be completely closed tonight from 10 o'clock until 5 a.m. Monday morning. NDOT crews are going to be using the time to tear down the north half of the Tropicana Avenue Bridge over the 15. Tropicana and that area has been shut down to traffic since Monday. When it reopens Monday morning, it will be reduced to just two lanes in each direction. The Tropicana Bridge over the 15 is being rebuilt wider, taller, and longer, which is all part of that $305 million Tropicana project.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's the calm before the storm. Right now, freeways look pretty good with no major delays on the 95, the 215, or the 515. But again, if you want to use Interstate 15 tonight, just use Flamingo or Russell Roads as detours.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. Very excited. January 27th. Just a couple of days ahead of the AFC and NFC title games as we determine who's going to be playing in Super Bowl 57. No matter what time of year it is, no matter how cold or warm it is, we always begin every Friday show in just one way. It's called the Friday Song.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It is Friday. This is when we celebrate. It's the day we point to every week, beginning on Monday, saying, "Oh, we're getting closer to Friday." I just know we are. Good to have you with us. What better way to open up the show than with Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, who joins us.
Friday.
He loves the Friday song too. I absolutely love it. The National Football League, and I could be wrong on this, and you correct me if I'm wrong. We've had some great games over the last couple of years in the playoffs, but I don't know that we've had this kind of a stretch of games that have been so good and so rewarding for the fans. Now we're down to the final four. Can I say that? Final
yes.
four?
Yeah, this is fun. By the way, glad to be back in the country again from my trip to Davos for the World Economic Forum.
How was it? Did it snow?
No, it was... I got both of my jets back because I take one for me and one for all my servants and my luggage.
Oh my god!
I want to save the planet. And I'm driving back. And by the way, now that I'm back home, I'm taking my Bentley going back and forth on the I-15 near Tropicana, so that I can just do it for until they tear down that bridge. I'm just wasting as much fuel and oil as I can, just driving back and forth there.
What happens? Is this one of those implosion things that we do out here?
That's a good question. I don't know how they're going to tear it down. I hope they blow it up. If they do, we got to get video. Show that stuff. But usually it's a wrecking ball or a crane or something that drops something on it and just knock it down. But I remember when that was built. I'm going, wait a second. Now we're tearing down. I remember when the Mirage was built in 89, and now they're tearing that up to build a hard run, put a big guitar there. And so, all right. And I know there are even bigger old-timers that can remember when the sands and the dunes and, all of the frontiers.
Before my time. Yes,
before my time, too, with those, but that were built, and they're long gone. But anyway, okay, yes, NFL. This last year... Remember, the final seven games were all spectacular. Every single one of them was spectacular. This year, it's not in that same realm. Still pretty darn good this year. And I think we're going to have some more good ones this weekend. I mean, you got some good matchups here. You got Burrow going into Kansas City. It's Burrowhead Stadium, right? He loves that place.
He doesn't lose.
No, I know. I know you want Kansas City, but... But Joe Burrow loves going in there, and they're going in with the Bengals are going in with a little bit of a chip, because they would make the argument, rightly so, that had that game on Monday night been completed, that DeMar Hamlin collapsed for nobody wants to say what reason he may have collapsed, or even try to figure it out why he collapsed on the field or why we saw him do that. But all of a sudden we don't care about trying to figure that stuff out. But that's a whole different issue. If they had played that game in Cincinnati one, then Cincinnati would have home field, and this game would be in the jungle instead of Arrowhead. So now because it wasn't completed and they played one fewer game, Kansas City has a slight percentage advantage over Cincinnati. And so they got to go into Burrowhead Stadium. So there we go. They're playing in Kansas City this weekend. They'll get some good barbecue, and we'll see what happens. I like Cincinnati in this game, Kevin. I know it goes against what you would want, but boy, the Bengals just look like world beaters right now. There's nothing you can do to stop them, and I'm still not sure Patrick Mahomes is 100%. No, he's not 100%. He's not that. But if he's 75%, he'll still be pretty good. But that may not be enough to beat Cincinnati.
And have you noticed, gentleman Jim Dallas – has been laying down money and putting bets down on the game. He's a big Bengals fan. But that game has gone back and forth and back and forth. I'm not even sure. In fact, Jim, if you're listening,
yeah.
Where are we now on that game?
It's back up to the Chiefs at -1.5, which is where we started in the first place.
Explain how it moved, though. That's what's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it started with the Chiefs -1.5, and then the report came out that Mahomes' ankle was really bad, and then it dropped to the Chiefs -1, then it was the Bengals -1, and then it finally went all the way to the Bengals -2.5, and that's when I panicked personally, because I've been riding the Bengals all season, and I better get in there. I made the bet. And now it has swung all the way back to where it started at the Chiefs -1.5.
Does that surprise you, Ron?
No, it doesn't, because, yes, it's all about Mahomes in this thing. And never has there been an AFC title game like this, or any championship game, NFC or AFC, that has had this much movement on the line, back and forth, back and forth. And after Mahomes' press conference earlier this week, I believe, where are we at, on Tuesday, and he walked off the podium, and he looked like he was fine walking off the podium. And then the line, that changed the line and moved it, because the bettors that have been betting Cincinnati then went back on Kansas City and made that happen. And so it's all the money and where it goes. If you know the way sports betting works, it's how the money is being bet that changes the line. And so and the sports books, all they want to do is try to get one right in the middle that people can bet. And they've had a hard time with this one because of the Patrick Mahomes situation and how he's going to be. We might see more changes between now and Sunday afternoon when that game is on 8 News Now, by the way, Sunday afternoon.
Now, tell me what's going to be happening on 8 News Now. You got no Raiders, obviously, but you got this game. You're going to do sports wrap. What's the deal?
Yeah, here's what happened. CBS said, yes, we're doing sports wrap after the game, but there's also a show that CBS is doing, and this is what the network dictates. I don't know what the show is. I've heard the name of it, but it's okay, let's go here. Whatever big CBS show there is, they're running it after the game, and then we're on after that show. So be patient. So it's 8 o'clock, around 8 p.m. on Sunday with a primetime show. We've got a pretty good lineup. Jay Schrader's going to be here with us. One of the Raiders players is going to be stopping by the way. We're going to have him on the show with us. Haven't yet decided which one it's going to be. We got a couple of different options, but we're going to have a Raiders player on the show with us talking about the AFC Championship game and the Raiders and certainly what's happening there. So looking forward to that. The early game on Sunday is going to be, of course, Philadelphia and San Francisco in Philly with that one. And last check, Eagles 2.5 points is what Jim tells me, favorites in that. So it should be another fun weekend of football with just two games on Sunday, but it's going to be crazy.
More coming up with Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter on 8 News Now. You'll see him on Sports Wrap coming up on Sunday. I'm so excited. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
Just over a year ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was tired of not being able to hear normal conversations with friends and family. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small. Close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We got a lot on our plate today. We're going to get to as much of it as we can. Baseball spring training is just weeks away, believe it or not. And now there's more talk, at least in the last couple of days, relative to the possibility of the A's moving to Las Vegas. What are your sources telling you? What are you hearing on the street as to whether the A's are serious about moving here or not?
Oh, no. They've always been serious about it, and it's getting more serious, certainly. There was a story saying time is running out for the A's. Well, time is running out in Oakland, not running out here. We're not going anywhere. Vegas, there's no, there is a rush only in the sense that they have 2 years left on their contract in Oakland. So it's up in 2024. So they have this year and next year in Oakland, Alameda Coliseum. Baseball wants them out. The owner of the A's, John Fisher, wants to be out for all the reasons we all know. Who wants to be in Oakland right now? California's been destroyed. Oakland's even worse. So, and this is the city of my birth, the state of my birth, and I'm not happy to say that. That being said, yes, they are looking at two lots, and right now the festival lot on the south end, on the, let's see, that would be the north end of the strip, is not as likely to be happening right now. The talks with Phil Ruffin have slowed down and become non-existent on that property. He owns it. He's a guy who owns Circus and Treasure Island, a multi-billionaire. So they're hoping, and I think looking for the Tropicana site and to be able to move there at that location. Governor Lombardo met with John Fisher, the owner of the A's, and they have not come to any sort of thoughts. The thoughts there is that he is not going to, Lombardo is not in favor of, bless him, adding tax revenue to bring a sports franchise here, as was done with $750 million to bring the Raiders here. And we've talked about that before and some of the politics behind that when Steve Sisolak was chair of the county commission and then later became governor and how that happened and what happened there. So I'm not going to belabor that point, but I do like that Lombardo has made that stand right there and said, hey, if you want to come, there are other things you can do. We can give you some, there can be some tax breaks and things like that. And that happens often with businesses and can be prorated over a period of time, depending on how it does. So I think he's open to that, but not adding an additional tax just to be able to build a stadium to bring them here he's not going to do that. And I think a lot of people are in favor of that. At least most people I talk to say, yeah, as it should be. And now it could seem unfair that the Raiders got it and the A's didn't. Okay, I get that. But all right, just still you don't have to have an excuse to do the right thing, in my opinion. And if they make it, they can do it on their own. Make it happen. The Speedway did that. Has nobody gave tax breaks to Bill Bennett and Ralph Engelstad, Richie Klein, when they built Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They just built it.